Begin the current daf, Masech Zvachim, daf Chaf Aleph. Begin on 7 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, where we're explaining in this opening mishnah of this second parak, called Zvachim Shekiblu Daman, certain types of factors that would invalidate B'machal Na'avayda, one of them being, if a kohen was doing the Avayda, Shalai Rocha Tzidam Reglaim. If he didn't wash his hands and his feet, he didn't wash his hands from the kir. So the Gemara continues on the halachas of the washing of the hands from the kir. Ibailu did the following question. What's the halacha? Could he sanctify his hands and his feet by putting his hands and feet into the kir? Where generally the halacha is, there's a spout, a spigot that has the water come out from the kir, from the receptacle holding the water, onto their hands and feet. What's the halacha? Could he go ahead and put it inside the kir and wash it that way? So the Gemara explains the question. Mimenu Amrachman, the pasuk in Shemais that says, going on the kir, that they wash their hands and feet from it, says the Torah, which means from it, not in it. Maybe no, that's just what it commonly would be, but maybe it would even be inside, would also be kosher and valid. So Amrav Nachm Yitzchak, he says, Tashma, let's bring it right from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, or where it's told by different invalidations of the washing of the hands of the kir. It says, or if he went and immersed his hands and feet into the water in a pit, in a cave, and they did the avodah, so although it's a valid mikvah, but if that's what he did, without doing kiddush and raglayim, avodah sabsula. So then his avodah, his service in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be invalid. Says the Gemara, the inference is, HaMeikir Dumi Demei Ma'ara, but if it was the same parallel in the category of a kir, what it's similar to that of the mikvah, for example, just like by the mikvah, by the Mei Ma'ara, it's putting his hands and feet into the mikvah. That's not valid, because it's a mikvah, it's not the Meikir. There it's invalid, but here, in the same parallel of putting the hands and feet into the Meikir, Va'avad, and then if he did this service, Avadasik, share the inference would be that it would be kosher, it's only because it's mikvah water, it's not the kir water. But if the kir water, which is the klisharis, and is in the azara, maybe so we see that it would be kosher. There, by Mei Ma'ara, it's possible, because it's not. Even though there it's putting in, and here putting in would be kashan. So as Gemara Lai, no, truthfully I would tell you that the same case by the kir would also be possible, because it has to be mimenu b'loi b'taychai. So then why did they pick the case of invalidating by Mei Ma'ara? It's Mei Ma'ara itzrukhali. It was actually necessary to say a bigger chiddush by the mikvah water. Why? Shalai taima, that you shouldn't say the following logic. Kol gufay taivul b'hem, if a person immerses his whole entire body that's tamei, he purifies it by going into the mikvah, so yadav ragav lekoshken, isn't it all the more so for sure just regarding his hands and his feet? In other words, you would have thought to say that since it's a full-fledged immersion, so it's better than the kir, which is not even kosher mikvah waters, it's mayim she'uvim, drawn waters, which that water that's drawn is put into the kir, which is actually invalid to be a mikvah. So there the halacha is that you're not doing kiddush because, like we said, you're putting your hands and feet into the kir, and it's just not going to be tefillah because it's not a mikvah, it's mayim shuvim, it's drawn water. However, we would have thought to say, by the case of Mei Ma'ara, that at least there's an immersion in a full-fledged mikvah, and therefore it should be kosher. That's what the Brisa was teaching, that no, even Mei Ma'ara, it's not going to help by immersing it inside, but not that it's only Mei Ma'ara that's possible. Mei Kir for sure would be possible, just you would have thought that Mei Ma'ara would be better, because that at least is a tvila, and therefore it would subsume the category of Kiddush. That's what the Brisa is saying, that no, that's not going to be valid, but it doesn't prove to us that in the Kir would be kosher. Continuing on these halachas, Amr B'chir Bar Yosef, he says as follows, he says, this continues on the theme of the previous daf, Mei Kir, the waters of the Kir, go according to the time span of the service that it's being sanctifying the person for. What you need the kiddush for, that's the amount of time that would invalidate the waters themselves. So if let's say the kohen who's washing his hands and his feet, doing his kiddush demaglaim, is for a service of what's called matirim. So then, nifsal matirim, the waters of the kir will be invalid for the permitters, kim matirim, like the permitters themselves. What does that mean? For example, the service of the blood. By a carbon, there's many different acts of services. Those which relate to the blood, like the kohen who's sanctifying himself to throw the blood on the mizbeach, or let's say by the mincha, by the flower offering, the kmitza, the fistful, that part, those things are, when the fistful of the flower offering is sacrificed on the mizbeach, that permits the rest of the flower offering to be consumed. So too for a zevach, for a carbon. The blood offerings, they're the matim, they permit the rest of the carbon to be kosher, to eat the carbon and so on. Now, regarding those acts of service of the blood and of the kemitza, they become invalid once it reaches nighttime. Like the Gemara says in Ezim Bukhaim later in Avnan Vov Maralf, how do we know that the blood becomes possible by Shkeis Acham? And there it explains it. So that's what Reb Chaim Yisrael is saying, that so too the kiyur waters that are being used for that type of avodah will also become possible by Shkeis Acham by sundown. Meaning, if the waters of the kiyur are not submerged in the pit going underground before sundown, those waters will be invalid for the kohen to sanctify his hands and feet for them, for the utility of the service tomorrow, for the avodas hamatirim, even if the waters were submerged before amud hashachar, before the break of dawn, because although generally the halacha is that lina is only going to be possible in every situation in the morning, but that's what Chaim Yisrael is explaining. No, each service according to what makes its parameters of time, that's how the meikir are going to relate to it. Now, so too, if let's say they were submerged before Shkia, but if they were taken out from the ground anytime during the nighttime, since at one point in the time of night it was out of the pit, so again, those waters are going to be possible for the dam and for the kmitza, because those things cannot be out of those things are not valid in the nighttime, so the waters of the kir, if they're outside anytime during the nighttime, are going to be invalid for those types of avodas. Now, leivarim, however, if let's say the kohen who's sanctifying himself is going to be doing it for, let's say, hekter chilavim veivarim, which those things are kosher in the entire night, not like the avodah from the dam or from the kemitza, which have to be before sundown. Sacrificing the sacrificial parts and the fats and the limbs, those can be done all night. They only become possible in amud hashachar by the break of dawn. So then, keivarim. So those waters of the ki will have the same halacha, just like those limbs become possible in the amud hashachar, like it says in the pasuk ad baker. But the entire night they're kosher. So the waters, so too, will also be valid the entire night to use them to sanctify. And if, let's say, it was submerged before Amud HaShachar, at least a little bit before the break of dawn, those waters will be kosher for someone to sanctify himself the next day for those types of avodas relating to the Eivarim. So Reb Chaim Yisrael says, the Meikir, when they become possible, which was a discussion we had in the previous staff between Rebbe and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, he says those key waters depend on the avodah that's being used for. If it's an avodah that's possible at night, so the waters will also be possible out during the night. If it's an avodah that's kosher the whole entire night, it could also be out the entire night, as long as it's down in the pit, underground, before Amud HaShachar. Chizdamah, he disagrees. He says, no, afal matirin, even the kmeikir that the kohen wants to sanctify to do the avodah of the matirin, which are possible at nighttime, ein nifsalim, the meikir that's being used for those kohanim, do not become invalid, ela by amud hashachar, only by the break of dawn, kevarm, just like by the halacha of limbs, the invalidation of lina is only by amud hashachar, by the break of dawn. So to all linas, there's not going to be any psul in any sanctification, only by amud hashachar. Third opinion, Rabbi Yechanan Amar, he says, Kiyar, the Kiyar, Kivin Sheshaku, since once it's submerged in the pit, how it's supposed to be, which is right before Shkiyas Achama, right before sundown, Shovein Maleu, so then we do not take out the Kiyar the entire night. Now the assumption of the Gemara right now is that even for Avoidus HaLayla, like Hektach HaLav Mevarm, still Rabbi Yechanan is saying it would be invalid for those waters if they would be out at nighttime. And therefore he's disagreeing with both Rav Chaim Bar Yosef and Rav Chisda. Because he's saying, actually, even for Avodas HaLayla, it's going to be possible. We had Rav Chisda who says, for everything it's kosher up until Amud HaShachar. Rav Chaim Bar Yosef would differentiate. For Matirin, it's going to be possible at nighttime. For Eivarim, it's going to be kosher at nighttime. Rav Yechanan is saying, it's going to be possible at nighttime even for Eivarim. That the Gemara asks. Lememra de la Avodas Laila, is that to say that Rabbi Yechon wants to say that for things which it's Avodas done at nighttime, like Hekta Chalav and Veivarim, the sacrificing of the sacrificial parts on the Mizbeach? Nami Lechazi, Rabbi Yechon is saying that even for that the Meikir is not valid to be out at nighttime? But Vamar Abasi Amr Rabbi Yechonon, Mishmei de Ilfa, Rabbi Yechon himself was quoted the name of Ilfa that said the following halacha, Kir Shalei Shakum Mibbe Arab, the Kir that was not submerged at nighttime, it did not go underground by Shkia Sachama. It was out at nighttime. Says Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Ilfa, clearly, Mekadosh Mimen Alavoy Dislaila. You could sanctify your hands and feet if it's for the service of the nighttime. Hektech Alav Meivar. But Ulamacher in the Mekadosh, but for the next day, that he cannot go and sanctify, which the Gemara at this point assumes. What it means to say is, what's Ulamacher in the Mekadosh, which we mentioned this in the previous stuff, which was a discussion, not clear what does the words Ulamacher in the Mekadosh mean. At this point, the Gemara means, that assumes it means that it's forbidden to sanctify with them the next day because they become pasul at shkiyas hachama for the avodah sayim, like we said regarding matirin, then it's not going to be valid if it's out at night time. So obviously we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds entirely like Rabbi Chiya. So how could he be saying over here in disagreement with Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef and saying that it's going to be possible even avoid this Laila, when we see clearly he actually says just like Rabbi Chiya in this other halacha in the name of Ilfa, that yeah, for avoid this Ayayim, those apostle for like the matim, those apostle during the nighttime. But for avodas alayla, like a varm, that is kasher at nighttime. So how could we quote him as we're assuming he means to say shulei me'aleu? It can't come out at night at time at all, even for avodas alayla. Ma'ine me'aleu nami the kamer says the gemara. What does Rabbi Yechonon mean when he was just quoted before by saying you can't take it out during the nighttime? It means la'avodas yaim. It means because it would invalidate disturbances that could be only during the daytime, that those waters are not going to be, that we don't want it to become invalid, so those waters, for that, you can't take it out during the nighttime. But of course, yeah, for the service of the nighttime, it is valid even if it's out at nighttime, like the other halacha of Rabbi Yechonon, like we had said. So the assumption of the Gemara right now is that taking it out during the nighttime would only be an invalidation for avodas matirim, like the dam and the kamitza, which is just like Rabbi Chiya. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so it comes out, Rabbi Yechonon, the way we just explained it, to resolve the contradiction in his opinion, is just like Rabbi Chiya Yosef. So what is Rabbi Yechonon adding on when he's saying, you put it out, the kir down right before it gets dark, you don't take it out the whole entire night? What's he disagreeing with Rabbi Chiya and Rav Chisda? What's he coming to say? He's essentially saying the same thing as Rabbi Chiya. So why does he have to add on the third opinion if he's just like Rabbi Chiya Yosef? So the Gemara continues on the base and says, "Ikibenayu gzeres shikua." The difference between them is the decree of submersion. In other words, this is Rabbi Yechonon said, "Ein malehu," that you don't take it out the entire night because, as we said, it's going to be a problem for the services that have to be done during daytime. It's not like we had assumed because the nighttime is going to invalidate the avodah sayim like Rabbi Chiya said. Not true. He disagrees with that. He says, really, essentially, having it out at nighttime, like Rav Chisda said, is actually not a problem for avodas hayom. However, Rabbi Yechonon was concerned for rabbinic decree that maybe, if it's going to be out at nighttime, maybe they're not going to resubmerge it, and it's going to come out that even by Amud HaShachar, it's still going to be out, which that's going to be invalidating for the avodas of tomorrow. But the truth is, if let's say it would be submerged before Amud HaShachar, before the break of dawn, it actually would be kosher. That's actually, says Rashi, why Rabbi Yechonon used a different terminology than Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. The wording he used was not that of pasul, rather a prohibition of taking it out. But if it was out, it's not pasul. It's just that you're not allowed to take it out because then that might cause it to become pasul, because since it was sanctified in the Kli Sharis, there's a mitzvah to protect it that it does not become a vow like all other kachim. However, if it was taken out, that intrinsically does not make it possible. It just might then be left out by Amud HaShachar. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to ask, so we answered why Rabbi Yechonon is like Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, but then essentially he's just like Rav Chisda, who Rav Chisda said the same idea, that at nighttime it's not possible, only by Amud HaShachar becomes possible, and that's essentially what Rabbi Yechonon is saying, the same thing. But again, Rabbi Chiya did not make it forbidden to take it out from the pit that it's submerged in because of a decree of shikua. Rather, he held that when you take it out, it actually becomes invalid right away to be used to avoid as a matirin. That's why he used the terminology of nifsal, that it becomes pasul, unlike Rabbi Yechonon, who is just a gzeira that it might be left at in the morning. That's the difference between him and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Now, however, the Gemara still asks another contradiction in Rabbi Yechonon's opinion. But V'am Rabbi Yechonon is quoted on Daf Chof Men Aleph that he said the following halacha. He said, "Kiddush Yod of Trumas Hadeshen." If the Kayin sanctified his hands and his feet for the avoid of the Trumas Hadeshen, which is taking off a shovel full of ashes right before daybreak, by Kreis Agever, when they may start making the announcements, when it's still a little bit dark, from the top of the Mizbeach and put on the side of the Mizbeach. So if someone sanctified his hands and his feet, then said Rabbi Yechonon, "Lamacher ain't tzarich lekadosh." The next day, which is going to be very shortly, but the day only starts by Amud HaShachar, he's not going to have to do a new kiddush dam raglayim. Shekvar kiddush mitchilas avodah, because he already sanctified his hands and feet when he started the service. Now, obviously, you see that Rabbi Yechonon says that they would lift up the kir to sanctify for the kohen who's doing the avodah of truah misadeshin, and he doesn't say anything about resubmerging it. Now, as Rashi explains, there are certain questions that one might have thought to ask, which he says, those are not questions. For example, the fact that it was taken out of the ground, that's not a problem. But what? Didn't Rabbi Yechonon say you're not taken out during the ground at nighttime? No, because the kohen who's doing the avodah of Trumas HaDeshen cannot do it without Kiddush Dam Raglayim, because he's the one that has to, he won to do this avodah. If they have to take it out to do that avodah for Trumas Hadash. Moreover, there's no concern about what Rabbi Yechanan said that, hey, you know, I'll take it out because he might not put it back in. In this situation, since the Kohen who's coming to do the avodah of Trumas Hadash found it submerged and he took it out, now that he realizes it's about to come the time when it's going to invalidate the Mekir if it's out of the ground because it's about to come out with Al Shachar, he's not going to be negligent because he's going to realize, I just took it out, I got to put it right back in. So it's not the same as in general. If sometime during the nighttime a Kohen takes it out of the ground, where if let's say they're leaving it for Kahanim that want to sanctify their hands because they want to be makta the Chalav Mevam, which is done throughout the entire night, that's where Rabbi Yechon was concerned that they might come to be negligent and then leave it out. But the question that we have over here is, Rabbi Yechon doesn't mention anything about resubmerging it. He just says that the Kohen takes it out to do the void of Trumas Hadash. Why? It should say that he resubmerges it. Because he's saying, Rabbi Yechanan says, the concern is, if you take it out, you might leave it out, you might not put it back in. Which says that it is possible by Moreh Shachar, then they should have to put it back in. So the Gemara explains, as we had mentioned this on the previous daf, it was a machlekes, a bai and rava, how to qualify Rabbi Yechanan's teaching. Because actually, it seemed to be neither like Rebbe or like Rabbi Elazar Shimon, who was a machlekes, and then we had in the previous daf. If Lina is me'elis b'kiddush d'amraglayim, does it nullify when it reaches the next day his previous day's kiddush d'amraglayim? That, and here he's saying somewhere in the middle. He's saying not like Rabbi Elazar Shimon that says you wouldn't have to do it even for 10 days straight if you never left and you weren't maseir das. And he's neither like Rebbe who says the morning you got to do a new one. He's saying if he started by kiddush d'amraglayim of the Trumas Hadashin, then you don't have to do a new one the next day. So there was a machlokes Abaye and Rava, is Rabbi Yechanan like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon or like Rabbi? So says the Gemara, Bishlam al-Rava, the Mokum Lahi, we understand the coin to Rava, who explained that teaching of Rabbi Yechanan of Chofam and Aleph, regarding that by the Kiddush of Trumas Hadashin, that will help for the next day. He explained Rabbi Yechanan with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who said that truthfully, Lina does not affect Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Just like Rabbi Yechanan didn't hold like him in totality, that even from 10 days, it's only if it's at least starting for the next day's avodah. Now, so therefore you could say, that's why Rabbi Yechanan was not concerned of having to resubmerge it, because he was like Rabbi Elazar, who says that the waters of the Kiyur themselves also do not become possible with Lina. So then we could say that, that this other teaching of Rabbi Yechanan that we said in Amen Aleph, that said that, no, Eima Le, you not take it out during the night time, why can't you take it out? If there's no Lina, that's Paiselis, Bekidish Demaglam, and even for the Mekir, because this other teaching of Rabbi Yechanan on our daf was Kirebi. That Rabbi Yechanan was going like Rabbi, who said that Lina does invalidate the Kiddush, and for sure invalidate the Mekir, where there the actual water is there, and it's sanctified in the vessel. El Abaye, the Mokum Lo Kirebi, but according to Abaye, who qualified the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan on the previous daf, that Rabbi Yechanan was even going like Rebbe, and just like we said, but although Rebbe invalidates it in the morning, and here this Kiddush Adam Raglayim was done before, so why is Rabbi Yechanan validating it? So we said in that small amount of time, since really this Lina of Kiddush Adam Raglayim is only rabbinic, that small amount of time people are not going to realize, and therefore it's not going to come to a zizzle of the real Lina, so even Rebbe would agree with there. But if that's the case, if Rabbi Yechanan was going like Rebbe, so Kasha the Rebbe had the Rebbe, then we have a contradiction in the opinion of Rebbe. And that is Maishna Hasam, why is it different over there on Amet Aleph? Where Rabbi Yechanan, as we said, holds like Rebbe, the way Abaye qualifies, and he's going like Rebbe, and he's concerned for the gzera of requiring it to be submerged, the Meshake Elei, where it has to be submerged. In other words, why is it different that by this halacha on Amet Aleph, Rabbi Yechanan said, Eim Aleihu, you can't take it out at any time during the night time because we're concerned that you might not put it back into the ground, which according to Rebbe, it's going to come possible if it's not down in the ground before Amud HaShachar. But when and why is it different over here in the halacha of what Rabbi Yechanan taught in the previous daf, where Rabbi Yechanan doesn't say anything about submerging it, but why? It should also have to be when the Kohen takes it out for Trumas Hadashin, you should have to resubmerge it. Now, Rashi points out, here we can't give the similar answer we gave on the previous daf to say that, no, there's no problem about having to put it back in after the Kohen did it for Trumas Hadashin, because like we had answered for Rabbi Yechanan how Abaye had explained him according to Rebbe, that although Rebbe makes even Kiddush Adam Glaim possible by Amud HaShachar, so why is the Kohen's hands washing that he did for Trumas Hadashin good for the next day? Because we said from Kresa Gever till the morning, small amount of time, the Alin is not going to become possible, so why don't we say the same thing that Gemara should answer for how Abaye says in Rabbi Yechanan according to Rebbe, that's not going to become possible also to make here in that amount of time. That says Rashi can't say that, because by the Kiddush, as we explained, that the invalidation of lina by the hands is only rabbinic, because the water is actually not here, already dried off the person's hands. So that's where you could say that since it's only rabbinic, people are not going to be able to tell that small amount of time. But the kir waters, which are here and were sanctified in the vessel, that lina, like karbanos, like other things, is biblical, that was sanctified in the Kli Sharis. There, amur ha-shachar, that's the biblical law. And therefore, we should be concerned for the gzera of shiku, of having to resubmerge it. Why doesn't Rabbi Yechonon say that? Says the Gemara, although he doesn't say it, but yeah, demesalik le'bohad demishakele. That yeah, the kayan takes it out, and then he has to resubmerge it after he sanctified his hands and feet for Trumas Adeshin. Now, Rabbi Yechonon, however, we're not talking about the rectification of the kir waters. You're right, for the rectification of the kir waters, you have to resubmerge it, because it's going to become possible by lina by Mor HaShachar. But he wasn't talking about that. He was just talking about the halachas of kiddush dan reglaim, and he was coming to teach a chiddush that even Rebbe, who generally holds it becomes possible by Mor HaShachar, he'd agree by the yadayim reglaim, where there it's only rabbinic, that from the small amount of time, from kreis hagever until the Mor HaShachar, lina is not going to validate. But you're right, you do have to resubmerge it for the mei kirs themselves. And that continues the Gemara, but Ihachi, if that's the case, that according to Rabbi Yechonon, the way you're explaining is that he holds it actually the nighttime, not like Rabbi Chiya Yisab, is not going to invalidate. It's only going to invalidate in the morning, and it's only can't be taken out during the nighttime as a gzeira that maybe you're not going to put it back in before Amud HaShachar. So then, Lamachar Ein HaMekadosh? So why is he saying that the next day you cannot sanctify with these waters? Amai, why? Why does Rabbi Yechonon say in the name of Ilfa that you could only sanctify with these waters that were out during the night, but the next day you cannot? Which, why? We said that according to him, that the halacha is that if that halacha sounds like he's saying that since it was not submerged by the evening, it's going to become possible for the kiddush of the next day. But why? We just said that a contribution is not true. Even if avodas machar, even if avodas matirin, it's going to be kasher if it was out during the night. It's only gzer drabanan that you shouldn't take it out. But it should be kasher of avodas machar. So as the Gemara, you're right, and as we actually explained this in the previous daf, the words that Rabbi Yechonon said in the name of Ilfa, that ein mekadosh lamachar, was vague, not clear. Does it mean you cannot be, like the Gemara's question? Or as the Gemara is actually answering, it means ein tzarech lekadosh. It means that since he sanctified his hands and feet for the avodah of Laila, by the water that was out at nighttime, you don't need to re-sanctify them the next day. Which is coming to teach Rabbi Yechonon, like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that lina is not mayelis, but kiddush, it does not affect the person's hands and feet to disqualify by the next day. But that Gemara says, as we alluded to this earlier, so fine, we explain why Rabbi Yechonon is not like Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. But because the Gzeris Shiku is the difference between them, although they both say the water cannot be out during nighttime for the Avodas Machar, but according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, it's possible. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it's just a rabbinic decree. But if you put it back in before the break of dawn, it actually will be kasher. But says the Gemara, so lamem, is that to say, dilamatirin mirzikazi, that for the, even for the avodas hamatirin, like blood and the kaimet, you're telling me that even if it's not during the nighttime, it still would be fit for the next day? And like we said, when it says, ein mekadosh lamachar, doesn't mean you cannot sanctify with these waters the next day. It means if you sanctify the night before, you don't have to sanctify the next day. Well then, says the Gemara, hein Rav Chisda, that's the same thing as Rav Chisda. Now that you're saying that according to Rabbi Yechonon, what does it mean, ein maleyu? It means you can't take it at nighttime because it might become possible during Amud HaShachar, but at nighttime it does not become possible. Well, that's just like Rav Chisda, who said that for everything, including Matirin, it only becomes possible by Amud HaShachar. Says the Gemara, ikke benayu mitzvah shiku. Now the difference between them is the mitzvah of having it submerged during the nighttime. I mean, according to Rabbi Yechonon, although it's not going to become possible, but it, at least rabbinically, is a mitzvah, they're commanded to have it submerged before it gets dark. So that when they find it submerged, when they're coming to sanctify their hands and feet by Trumas Adeshin, the Kohen is doing that. Will remember, oh, why was it in the ground now? Oh, because I have to put it back into the ground. And that's why Rabbi Yechonon said that by the Kiru, once it was submerged, so then they leave it submerged. You don't take it out during the night, in which obviously we see that because you should submerge it before it gets dark. But according to Rav Chisda, they weren't so stringent, and there is no mitzvah to submerge it. Rather, right before it's going to become possible, right before Amud HaShachar, then when they submerge it, but the whole night you could keep it out. So therefore, that's the three different opinions regarding this halacha of the Meikir at nighttime. According to Rav Chisda, you can leave it out all night. According to Rav Chiya Yosef, it actually becomes possible if it's left out at night for the avodas matirin. According to Rav Yechonon, rabbinically, there's a mitzvah to put it out before it gets dark. But it's not going to become possible. If you did, you just put it back, and then it's going to be kosher. But at least there's a mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Meisiv, the Gemara asks, on Rav Chisda, from a Mishnah Masechtas Tameh that talks about the one who merits to do the Trumas Hadeshin right before it becomes the morning time. Now, when that kohen would enter into the Azar, to the courtyard, to sanctify his hands and his feet, he would not come in with, in his hand, not with a candle, not with a torch. Rather, he would only find his way to the light of the Marocha, of the fire that's burning on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah tells us over there, Lahoy Roy Naisa, his brothers, the Kahanim, who were in the base Maikid, they wouldn't see him. They wouldn't hear his voice. Until they heard the sound of the wood, which was Sha'asa bin Katan Muchni Likir, because Ben Katan, which was his name, he made a wheel for the Kir, and they would hear the wheel churning from the Kir. Then Aymrim, the other Kahanims would say, Ah, Hegia, he reached to the Kir. Eitz Kiddush Dan Raglaim, the Kir is a time for sanctifying the hands and feet from the Kir, meaning they would get themselves going to be prepared, because after he would take off Trumas Hadeshin, they had to go ahead and take all the ashes and gather the rest of it from the Mizbeach and put into a pile in the center. When this one would come off the Mizbeach, as the Mishnah was taught earlier regarding when the brothers see that he came down, they would jump up and they would also wash their hands and feet and do the other cleaning up of the ashes on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, my love, isn't it that this that the Kahanim would hear the voice of the wood of the wheel, which the Mishnah there teaches, means the Mesalikle, because the kohen who was doing the voids of a Trumas Hadeshin would be picking up the Kir from the pit. Ama Mishakele. So obviously you see, like Rabbi Yechanan, that it was submerged, which is difficult contra Chizda, because he says, no, they wouldn't submerge it until right before the break of dawn, because it could be left out all night. Yet here we see from the Mishnah that it was submerged, and therefore they heard the noise when he was pulling it out. The noise that they heard was the kohen who did the Trumas Hadeshin submerging it now. So the Gemara says, Idim Shakele, but if you tell me that it's actually after he did his Kiddush and now he's putting it back into the ground before it gets morning time. So Idim Shakele, Shele, if you're saying it's when he's submerging it, Mimishtameya Kole, are they going to hear its noise? But you don't need the wheel when you're putting it back into the pit. You only need the wheel when you're pulling it up. But submerging it, you just throw it down into the pit and it falls by itself. So what's the noise of the wheel that they're hearing? Says the Gemara, Mishakele Begilgale. Yeah, he would submerge it by the wheel. Or Lishnachon, another version, which means the same thing, just a different word. Mishakele Bechumarte. Just so that for the Messiah to get the exact wording that was said, which also means a wheel, that he submerged it by the wheel. Now why? Why not just throw it in? He wanted the other Kahanim to hear the noise, v'lishame, and that they'll hear the ones, the Kahanim were sleeping in the city, v'lese, and that they should come to take part in the lottery, as the Mishnah teaches Masechtas Tumah in the third parak in the eighth Mishnah, that from Yericha they would hear the noise of the wood of the wheel that would make such a loud noise. So the Gemara asks, but why did he have to do this noise to wake up the Kahanim to come running to get part of the Avaida? But Rav Gvini Karis. It was Gvini, it was the name of a person, who he would make an announcement. He would say, get up, Kahan, to do your service, and Levim, to get up on your platform, and Yisrael, to get up for your mamadis. So what's the point of this? Says the Gemara, Beitre Hekera Havavdi, they actually did two different types of alarms. The Shama Mahayasi, whoever heard this would come. The Shama Mahayasi, whoever heard this would come. But yeah, it was a sounding the alarm, and if it's not difficult enough, Chizda, could be that this that was making noise with the wheel was not pulling it up like Rabbi Yechanan, but rather actually it was out all night like Rav Chizda, but was putting it down. Why was he using the wheel? To make noise so the Kahanim who was sleeping could come and run and take part in the Avodah.